Case number 12905, Douglas K. and Irene F. Olson seek variances from the side yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of North Acorn Way within the village at Oakwood. The 911 address is 21350 North Acorn Way in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 643. The applicant is seeking a 2.6-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed attached shed. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
The applicant present. Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Douglas Olson, 21350 North Acorn Way, Lewis, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I have been a resident of Oakwood Village for about 12 years. I was one of the first residents there. My wife and I have one of the largest houses in the community on one of the smallest lots in the community. Almost all the homeowners in the community have sheds. Almost all those sheds are detached sheds. In looking at my property, there was absolutely no place I could put a detached shed. And for an attached shed, I found that I have one specific area that makes sense for such a shed, and that is within an existing sidewalk in parallel with my two air conditioning units and my generator. So I have three units in a row, and then the shed would be the same distance out as that equipment. I have a picture, which I did not attach. Can I show that to the board?
Yes, you may give it to Ms. Norwood.
As you can see from the picture, there are two outside air conditioning units, and you can see where the shed would be. It's the open area behind the sidewalk in which we've already cut the ground for the foundation. It would be a concrete foundation which would have footings which would support the shed. To be architecturally consistent, the siding that is presently on that house would be cut where the shed would go, and that siding will be used on the shed. So it'll be totally consistent with the existing structure of the house. It will also, it was designed by a professional architect. It will only be 4.5 feet deep, so it's very shallow. That's to minimize the intrusion. To be able to properly utilize the shed, it'll have two sets of 2 5-foot double doors, so I could get in and out of the shed without having to move things in and substantially shuffle around. The shed will be fully finished with lighting inside and outside, and which will have electric outlet inside. So it'll be totally consistent with the house proper. It looked like part of the house, which was my intent. I initially did not need a shed because I had a pickup truck, crew cab pickup truck that I parked outside. So half of my garage was filled with bicycles and lawn equipment and other equipment, all of which would be moved out into the shed. And one of the reasons I got rid of my pickup truck is I'm handicapped, and I now have two electric vehicles. So inside the garage, I have two phase two chargers for each of my electrical vehicles. So part of the reason I no longer wanted to have a pickup a truck outside and have a car inside is I found that clearing snow, which doesn't occur very frequently, but occurs more than enough. I fell a couple of times trying to clear my cars. And if I have my cars in the garage, then I'm much less subject to slipping on the driveway. So that's the reason I did it this way. If you've seen the picture, it explains essentially what I tried to put in the variance application. I wanted to minimize the intrusion. I wanted to make it architecturally consistent. I found the only place I could possibly put it. As I said, it would go inside that sidewalk where I already have three other pieces of equipment, which are just inside the sidewalk and protrude just as far as the shed would protrude. Rather than go through the rest of what I put in my formal application, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I have a couple. Did they discover the need for a variance at your footing inspection?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Architectural Review Committee was aware that I might be intruding. They said, don't worry about it. And I didn't realize. I had actually tried to measure, and I thought it was close. But I thought the line was about a foot and a half further out. And so I didn't realize I was going to be intruding by 2.5 feet.
Your plans say that it is to be 4 foot deep and that you have to verify that in the field. Did it actually come out to 4 foot deep? 4 foot out from your house?
Oh, yes, yes.
It did actually end up being 4 foot from?
Yes.
Okay.
The sidewalk was literally put in by the developer, and it was 4.5 feet out, which got around the air conditioning equipment and the generators. And so it left an area that I previously had put some bushes in. I took the bushes out, and I planned this before COVID, and the architect and the builder all came down with COVID, and so everything got put off and put off and put off. And then when the man came out to do his initial inspection, he noted that it probably was intruding on the 10-foot limitation and suggested I get a variance, and that's why I applied for the variance.
Did you pick the house that would go on this lot?
I initially picked the lot beside this lot, and the house was built to my specification. It was a model house, but it was modified for my specifications. And when I picked the lot beside this, the builder said, no, the house won't quite fit on that lot. He said it would fit on the other lot, the lot beside where I presently am. So that's why I ended up there.
It looks like your lot is 7,600 square feet, 0.17 acres. And it's your testimony that this is one of the smaller lots in your community?
Yes. My street on my side were all this, essentially this size lot, and varied slightly. And that's why I ended up getting slightly larger lot on that side of the street. They had much more expensive lots on the other side of the street. And I didn't want to spend the extra money, and I didn't realize that I would need a shed at that time. And neither did the builder explain that I was that limited. In fact, if you look at the picture, my house is within 10 feet of the back property line, and I put in a patio. And when I was asked, how big do you want the patio? I said, well, I'd like it to go back about 20 feet. He said, no, your property line's only 10 feet back. So the patio runs the full length of the house in back, and it's a brick-covered patio. So there's obviously no room in back, and I did not realize how limited the space was, and I didn't realize I'd need a shed.
When you picked this lot out and decided on this house, did you not realize at that time that you would need the shed?
No, I wasn't handicapped at that time.
Okay, so what's changed in the meantime is now you're handicapped?
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
So I look here, we have a lot that is 80 by 95. Appears to have no abnormal shape to it. What is unique about this property?
About the property or the location for the shed?
The property. You have to demonstrate there's some unique physical circumstance with the property that's created an exceptional practical difficulty.
That I don't have any other place to put this, to put a shed. And I need to get things out of the garage so I can put my cars in the garage.
If the board were to approve this, are there other similarly situated lots like this in the neighborhood with houses built in a similar fashion to yours?
My house was essentially the model house, which was this size. The other houses that were put in, some of them were somewhat smaller. Then the initial developer had problems with selling lots, and so he brought Ryan Homes in. And Ryan Homes wanted to put in much smaller houses. So they put in smaller houses on the lots.
So you don't think if the board approved this that it would encourage others to seek similar relief because your home is different than others in
the neighborhood? No. As I say, almost all the houses in the community have sheds now because some of them were smaller houses and had plenty of room for the shed. The neighbor across the street from me has the same size house, but he bought one of the larger lots. And at that time, he put in a standalone shed in his backyard where he had plenty of room in the backyard. I didn't realize I didn't have room in my backyard when I bought the house.
Have you had any discussions with your neighbors about this?
The Architectural Review Committee reviewed it, and one of my immediate neighbor that's most impacted was on that committee, and he had no problem with it.
And no further questions, thank you.
Could we see how many variances are in that development? How many variances, if there's any other variances in that development?
I don't know if we still have.
I know there's at least one, because one of the houses that was built apparently was built to didn't have enough room in back and had to get a variance after it was built. So the builder requested a variance after they built the house. So I know there's at least one variance.
Okay.
That map is not the same that we used to have. That would take a lot of
progress.
Do a lot more research, yeah. Okay. Yeah, not so. I know what we used to bring up that map and be able to see.
Like every meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not quite the same with the new land use docket.
Okay.
I have an architectural drawing, but I think I attached it in the application.
Thank you, sir. Does that conclude your presentation?
That concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Neil Dignam. My address is 20576 Wilking Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
If you see the woods in back of Mr. Olson's house, those are mine. So the encroachment, if it's going to go anywhere, is going to go toward my property. I don't have a problem with it. I think you should have a shed.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12905 for Mr. Douglas and Irene Olson. And entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12905 for Douglas and Irene Olson for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property is unique because it was developed before the applicant developed his disability. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
I'll second.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay. I believe it was created by the applicant. So they vote a 4-1, sir, your case is approved. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Aye.
Second.